Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How about Limits coming into the hallway to reprimand you and I, Bob? And he shortchanges us. He comes back soon. It's like a quick count in football. We come to the line of scrimmage, and Limits gives us a quick count and then comes in the hallway and blames us for coming back to the show late.
The amount of delay of game penalties that I've given you guys is appalling.
Well,
Joe can't be found
music.
Sometimes.
There's a lot of people to talk to around here, Limits, especially when Bob's involved.
Yes, but Joe, as the star of the show, you need to be here whenever the music is called upon.
I am not the...
he is.
I'm in a room with him. Think I'm the star of the show?
This
I'm in a room with Bob Pompiani.
This is the Joe Starkey show. It always has been.
Bob, that was interesting. I won't say who we were talking to, but everybody's got ideas about this Post-Gazette alleged shutdown coming, and he thought maybe they just want to shut it down and then rise from the ashes again with no union, no nothing, and just do it the way they want to do it. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
I think that's a possibility.
But I don't think anything's possible at this point. You know?
Yeah.
Anything's possible right now.
But it is interesting that basically they've given a 4-month...
That's the curious part.
Yeah, because normally if you shut down, you're saying, okay, in 3 weeks...
Now, do you have to notify the union? Maybe our friend Anthony could help us here. Do you have to give a union a certain amount of notice when you're going to shut down like that? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Limits, do you know? You should. You're the beat writer.
I don't know.
Can you give us the Limitless Express then, please?
I can definitely do that for you.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That's in Crinkuland. That was a big moment in show history right there. Limits.
Huge moment. Huge moment.
All right. We got some football tonight, don't we? And my new favorite team is playing football tonight, aren't they? I didn't see Ole Miss really all year, I'll be honest. Bits and pieces of them. Mm-hmm. And man, that game the other night, Bob, against Georgia, fell in love with the quarterback. Something about the uniforms, something about hating Lane Kiffin. I was all in. And now I'm behind them 100%. I'm ordering, I may order Ole Miss t-shirts and hats and things like that, Limits. This quarterback is phenomenal.
They do have cool colors, and Trinidad Chambliss is playing well. He's already announced he's returning for a sixth season,
because
even though he's not been
granted one. He's kind of undersized. I don't know how NFL teams would look at him, but to come back for that program at the money they're paying these days, the guy for Texas Tech who left Cincinnati just got $5 million.
Does his case to come back for the sixth year seem a little bit questionable, Limits, or no?
No, because I think that it has to do with the fact that it's like a medical transfer issue as well in terms of the eligibility, and they think that it's going to be approved. I would imagine that if He didn't think so. He wouldn't have announced a statement already saying I'm coming back and Ole Miss react the way that they did. But we'll see.
I don't know. He has 91 pages here when he petitioned the NCAA, saying when he was at his last school, I guess, Ferris State, his sophomore year is what he's looking to redo, that he was battling a respiratory issue, and he hired this lawyer, Tom Mars, to sort of work his case here. Something seems a little odd. I don't know, Bob.
I don't know either. He'll probably get it, and he's going to get what he wants, and he's a good player. He's really I find it interesting that Ole Miss has two college football playoff wins, and Lane Kiffin has none so far.
Yeah, I like that, don't you? Are you rooting for him?
No. I like Miami. I want to see the ACC represent, and I want to see a team that many people thought shouldn't be there go through it all and win.
The ACC, who cares about conferences anymore? None of them make any sense. I feel no loyalty or rooting interest from the ACC's perspective. I forgot who's even in the conference anymore.
Okay. I still think I'd like to see that happen. Ole Miss is one of those choices that you want because they're kind of the Cinderella team. I don't think anyone is going to beat Indiana, though. I think they're that good.
I think they're pretty good, yeah.
And again, the fact that Oregon is a 10.5-point underdog surprises me. Just because it's Oregon, you don't see that kind of point spread. But that's more of an indication.
You know what I'd like to see, honestly,
and Indiana is.
Who I think the second best team in the nation is, to be perfectly honest with you, Bob, is Notre Dame. And I'd love to see a Notre Dame IU final.
Yeah. It's too bad.
That would be something. It really is too bad.
How about this note? Just real
no,
quick.
It's not. Join a conference, Notre Dame. I feel no sympathy and sorrow for Notre Dame.
I didn't say I felt sympathy and sorrow for Notre Dame.
Their team
I feel
is
sympathy
good.
And sympathy and sorrow for me that I don't get to see the two best teams, and I think they're one of them.
I don't.
How about this Tom Moore? Former Steeler assistant way back to the Chuck Knoll era, after 62 years of coaching, has decided to retire at age 87.
Moore. He is a legend.
He really is. He's
He might be the only person in sports older than Ron at this point.
But Tom was one of those guys very much, I mean, football is his life,
yeah.
And that's how he's done it. But at 87, that's a long time to be
think
around.
About that. Let's think about this for a second. If Tom Moore got into coaching when he was 30, Bob, that was 57 years ago.
Right.
What year was that?
That's the age difference between Belichick and his girlfriend.
Tom Moore was a graduate assistant at Iowa in 1961. Think about that.
Yeah, I know.
Think about what that guy has seen. He was the Steelers receivers coach from 77 to 82. He coached Swan and Stallworth.
That's what I mean. And he was still active down there in Miami.
This is incredible.
Coaching guys
Bob.
Like Evans and just his impact as a senior assistant. But so be it. People still wanted to tap into his mind, his football mind.
Oh, exactly. Think of all the people that he's worked with. I mean, I'm just reading about it now. It doesn't make for great live radio, I admit that, but I'm fascinated by it.
I remember talking to him we've done some preseason games where the Steelers and Tampa have played, and just saying hello to him and going back all the way to the days of Chuck Knoll. It's kind of amazing, too, because you don't have anyone who's actually been in that cycle of coaches back then in the 70s, but he is and was, and he still reminisces about it.
He helped develop Terry Bradshaw, Carson Palmer, Tom Brady, Baker Mayfield, Peyton Manning. Not a bad resume, is it, Bob?
No, not a bad resume.
What's your favorite of the Ron clips that we use, Bob? Limits, who are you on the phone with?
I'm currently in a heated argument with a man named Randy that is accusing me of being a Notre Dame hater.
Hang up on him or tell him to hold. And then give us the Ron clips, and we can give you our favorites.
How many are there?
There's like six. Let's play one, Bob, and then say if it's zero, which you don't care for it, one, which is pretty good, two, which is great. You love it. Ready?
Two
zero, one, or two.
Okay.
Yeah. That's an all-timer.
Two.
Two.
It's a healthy a healthy laugh.
That's the disembodied Ron head laughing, and that's a two. That's phenomenal. And that's my favorite. That's a 2.5.
No, that's a one.
Really?
Yeah. I like the laugh because it's a genuine laugh.
Are you still feeling the sting of Ron not talking to you for months at a time? Or does that remind you of that? Play that again, Limits.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I never, you know, whatever happened, happened. I don't take it beyond that.
It was odd, I'll tell you that. We would walk in here in the morning. And he wouldn't even say hello to you for those 3 months.
And I never really understood why. I think it was very awkward.
We all knew why. He thought that you should have used your power to put him back on the nightly sports call or not have him taken off.
But I don't have angry. That power.
Well, he thought, like, he thought you did. And that's what led to this. And then I would walk in at, 9:55 for the 10 o'clock show. Then you would walk in at 9:58 and it would be colder than... colder than last week. I mean, it would be really
colder
really,
than the ice bowl.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
For the sake of the show, though, it went well. I mean, I don't think
it hurt the show actually.
You think so?
Yeah, there was less the conviviality, if that's a word, was fake because he wasn't talking to you. I'm glad Limits wasn't here for that, Bob. I think it would have dramatized him. With what, Ron not talking to me? Yeah, everybody has for at least a couple months.
Ron didn't know my name for a while. I think until the last day that he worked here.
The last day.
All right, what other entries do you have?
The only time he ever said your name was when he said goodbye.
He'd always say, okay, now, good to see you in the hallway. I'd be like, hey, Ron. It'd be like my third or fourth day working here. Hey, Ron, here's the read. Okay, now, can you give me this for the show? Or can you call this man for me, please?
Bob, I'm thankful that Limits wasn't here for that. I think he'd be in therapy right now. It would have been like parents fighting all the time. It would have been an unhealthy household. And I don't know if we would have survived little Limits.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have known how to take it.
Right.
Probably.
No, I don't think I would have. How about this moment from Ron's final show?
How are you feeling right now?
Like I've felt since I bought my place in May. Excited as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot to look forward to. But apprehensive, too. I don't know what's out there. I've never done this before, and I know what I'm leaving behind a lot.
That's actually a great one.
And he was very emotional that last day. I mean, we saw him at Domenico's that night.
Right.
And it's tough. It's a tough decision to make, regardless of how many years you've spent at something. It's tough. You have to come to grips with the fact that it's going to end.
I was just telling somebody the other day, and I'll always say this, you could have knocked me over with a feather when Ron texted me and said, meet me at, I think it was Shooters. Meet me at Shooters for a drink. We worked together for all those years. We never socialized. So I'm like, what? Okay. I went there and he told me that night, he said, his exact quote was, I'm following Folsy out the door. Remember Folsy?
Yeah.
Bob, do we have any Folsy clips limits we could play for people?
I don't think so.
How about the Wheel of Ball? He always liked that thing.
Yeah, the Wheel. We should have Folsy on for an occasional Wheel of Ball, Bob. Would you be open to that?
Yeah, probably.
Limits, would you like that?
I'd be very open to that.
That'd be wonderful.
We did that once before we had him. Come on.
So Folsy was on his way out then. And then Ron said, I'm following Folsy out the door. Bob, if there was anybody who I thought we'd have to rip the jersey off in this business, it would have been Ron. But credit to him. He went off to live his life.
But he was very meticulous in his planning of it. He started that well in advance, which I think you have to do.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have everything ready to go so that when you do leave, you just jump into the new life that you're going
to
live.
And at heart, a very good man. Would you agree with that?
He's very loyal to his mother all those years. His mom used to make cookies and bring him in here. His daughter, just absolutely.
Knows everybody's birthday. Gives me a text when it's anyone in my family's birthday, not just mine. Sends me a text.
I think a very caring individual. Absolutely.
I agree. All right, Limits, where were we?
Eric, I thought about who you reminded me of in the TV business.
Who's that?
Ron Jeremy. you have everything to offer that he does.
I don't have any
Ron,
comeback.
Ron, I got to be honest with you. Of all the things you've said on this show, that might have been the most shocking, surprising.
Why? He reminds me of Ron Jeremy.
I'm aghast right now.
You should be taking that as a compliment.
Yeah.
I've stunned silence here.
Yeah.
Nobody else watches Anchorman? I did happen to see. I haven't seen many movies in my life in the last 20 years, but I did see
that. I know what he watched that night.
I even saw Anchorman 2.
I can't believe you said that. I'm blown away right now.
You remind me of Ron Jeremy, and I mean it in the best of senses.
Thank you, Ron.
Maybe the all-time incredible moment.
That's a 2+.
Yeah, that's a 2+.
I mean, I know when that happens because it happens to all of us. You think you're saying one name and it comes out the other, but that name,
yeah.
Double down and triple down on it.
Perhaps the greatest moment in fan history.
I think it
might have been. Is that it, Limits? I mean, for the Ron quotes and the Limitless Express? Or?
That's it for the Ron quotes. I think it truly was.
Yeah.
I think it truly was.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Cloudy with a high of Mike Webster, 52, a low of 34. Andy Russell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Up next, Mike Tomlin with a fascinating appearance on the Rich Eisen Show, talking about his future, talking about this rumors of him wanting to be in TV, talking about DK Metcalf and John Harbaugh. We're going to play some clips and analyze for a little bit, Bob. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to talk about. It's a big game coming up on Monday night, and the Steelers are underdogs at home, which I think they like that role, actually.
So do I, and they seem to play better in that role. Let's talk about it. Coming up next on Pomp and Joe.
Joe, I would like to apologize to the man I was talking to on the phone and yelling at about Notre Dame. But no, they did not deserve to be in. But I'd like to say sorry.
Did you say anything? Did you swear at him or anything?
Well, I said that Notre Dame had a bleep schedule.
Yeah.
But I didn't swear at him. I didn't swear at him.
Okay. Bob, I think we're safe, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
he said, this is the funniest thing. He said, did you date a girl that went to Notre Dame or something? Why do you hate them? And I said, no, one of my best friends went there. I've gone to a game there. I love the grotto up at Notre Dame. Oh, my gosh. It's one of the most peaceful places.
I love it, too.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
But surely this guy knows that Notre Dame is love or hate, that tons of people hate them. Right, Bob?
Yeah, because of their stance that they don't want to get involved in conference. And it's been very beneficial for them.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? They played a bad schedule.
They played a bad schedule that they create themselves.
They played four ranked teams. They played number 10 Miami at the time,
and
16
lost.
Texas A&M.
And
who
they
else?
Lost.
Yeah. Okay, that's different from the schedule they played. Who else opened the season with two teams in the top 16?
Well, that's what I was telling
them. They responded by winning everything else.
Yeah, and then they beat number 20 USC, and Pitt was even 22 when they played them.
And they pounded them.
Why is their schedule so bad?
Now they won't even play USC, which I think is fascinating.
You're moving the goalpost limits.
No, I'm just
Why is their schedule so bad, in your opinion?
Why is it bad?
It's much
Why
better than bad? Pitt and Penn State's.
It's better than Pitt.
Non-conference. They
you think
go out.
Playing Ohio State and playing Indiana? And
I'm saying, if you play Texas A&M, who else they played and lost to?
Miami to open the season.
Miami was ranked very highly at the time. I think that's apples and oranges, actually. The schedules are the schedule. I don't think they've ever made it easy on themselves. They could have. They're not
scheduling USC. That's their own choice. That's making it
they
easier
They did schedule
on themselves.
USC this year.
Not next year. They decided not to
renew
the...
I thought you were talking about this year's schedule.
I am talking about this year's schedule.
Well, they had USC, number 20 in the country when they played them.
They beat them, but, I mean, NC State, Boston College, Boise State.
Penn State opened with Nevada, Florida International, and Villanova.
Yeah, and I think that the way that they schedule some of those things is ridiculous. They should not be playing three FCS schools. You should at least be playing one Power 4 school.
That's part of their choosing. So, hey, listen, I just think Notre Dame, if they had gotten in, may have had a statement to make. I really do. But, you know, this is what happens when the ACC doesn't send, you know, ACC had it all backwards and it cost them to have the team that won their conference and leave out Miami. Miami should have had it.
Well, 1-2 against ranked teams.
Strength of schedule. Indiana's had the hardest in the nation.
And they're just blowing everybody away. And by the way, Kurt Cignetti got a new contract, apparently.
Yeah, with the playoff win.
With a playoff win, it goes up to $12.5 million a year.
Holy horse oil. Would you take a chance on him if he was as an NFL team?
As an NFL?
Absolutely,
sure,
for
me.
I
would.
Notre Dame has the 14th highest schedule rating, according to the metric I'm looking at, limits. I mean, it's not that bad. They're basically tied with Penn State and USC.
Well, the point is, they did not deserve to be in the playoffs because they lost those two very difficult games.
No, your point was to the person you were yelling at, you said Notre Dame's schedule stunk, and now you're moving the goalpost again.
No, what they said to me is that they did play some other really good teams other than those two losses that they had. And the only other good team that I would consider there would be, I mean, Navy's solid, but they beat them 49-10, so how good is Navy? It would be Southern Cal.
Yeah. No, I hear you on that. I don't really feel sorry for Notre Dame.
I don't
I just happen to believe, it's my opinion, that they're one of the top two or three teams in the country and maybe the best. That's what I think.
I could have said that about some other teams, too, that I thought deserved to be in there, but hey, it is what it is, and now we got four teams left. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I will say, you know, don't lose your two opening games no matter how hard they are and give up whatever it was, 58 points combined. I would say that to Notre Dame. And I do get sick of Notre Dame.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.